Gracious Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of prayer. Thank you for the privilege to gather again. Lord, thank you for your mercies, Lord. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Though we had our own problems, struggles during the week, Lord, it's your grace, Lord. It's because of your, Lord, sacrifice, because of your righteousness, we are safe and sound, Lord. And we could see the Sabbath. Thank you for your mercies, Lord, and let your presence be with us. You lead us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Okay. I chose this hymn, 567, weird number. 567. 567. Have thine own way, Lord.
Oh, wow.
And from yesterday onwards, this was going on in my mind. Whenever I prepare a hymn, the hymn will be there in my mind.
That is good.
Thine own way, Lord.
Sometimes it sucks in your head so badly, you can't rid of it.
Yeah. Yes. There's nothing much about the writer. Yeah, that's nothing really to say, but it's a beautiful hymn. This hymn was written by Adelaide A. Pollard. I think so, that's the way to pronounce, I'm not sure.
And
she was born in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, in the year 1862.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this hymn was written in the year 1902. And she was a missionary. The same writer was a missionary, and in the beginning she was hoping to go to Africa as a missionary. All that she wanted is to go to Africa and serve for the Lord. But found herself unable to raise the needed funds to make the journey in the late 1890s.
Wow, that's not so far.
1890s. And she was struggling for money. She was praying and hoping that somehow she'll go to Africa as a missionary, not for sightseeing. Not for a holiday, not for fun, but she wanted to go as a missionary.
Wow.
Yeah, that too, to Africa. But in the year 1902, while she was praying and she was disappointed that she couldn't go, and mixed feelings, and she was not happy. But in the year 1902, she attended a prayer meeting. In one evening, she went for a prayer meeting. And there in the prayer meeting, she overheard an elderly woman praying. It's interesting. These days in the church, we overhear gossip or, you know, all kinds of stuff, negative things, this and that, others' fault or weakness or this and that. But this particular missionary, the hymn writer, she heard an elderly lady praying. This is an interesting prayer. Listen to this. And this is what she was praying. And she heard, "It really doesn't matter what you do with us." She was telling to the Lord, "It really doesn't matter what you do with us, Lord, just have your own way with our life."
Wow.
I'll read again. "It really doesn't matter what you do with us, Lord, just have your own way with our lives."
Wow. So that touched them, yeah.
Yeah, this touched the writer. She couldn't let go of those words. It's precious. Her prayer is very precious. So she was thinking about it and trying to relate the potter's stove, I mean, the incident in the Bible.
Yeah.
That's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 3 to 6. Yeah, we'll read it. Jeremiah chapter 18.
Verses 3 to 6.
Yeah, 3 to 6.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
In the Bible.
I'll read.
Oh, yeah.
My Bible verse. So I went to the potter's house and watched him as he worked. Whenever a piece of clay on the wheel didn't turn out the way he wanted it to, he would reshape it and make it into something else. Then the Lord said, "Don't I have a right to do with my people as this potter does with the clay? As the clay is subject to the touch of his hand, so the future of Israel is subject to me."
She was meditating on these words while she was back from the prayer meeting on her way home. Even at home that night, this was going on in her mind. And there's one more verse in Isaiah 64, verse 8. I'll read this one. Isaiah 64, verse 8. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. And all we are the work of your hand." So this is what's going on in our mind. And the same night, she sat and wrote this beautiful hymn.
I love you, Lord.
Yeah. And she wrote all four stanzas before retiring for the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be very clever.
So,
but
that's the time she was praying to go to Africa as a missionary. Then she gave that to the Lord. "Have thine own way, Lord."
Did she go or not go?
She did go to Africa prior to the World War I. She did go to Africa. And she worked in Chicago itself. She worked in many girls' school as a teacher, and she was a trainee for the missionaries.
Wow. You can do a lot, no?
She did, and she died in the year 1934.
Not too long ago. Well, it's 1900.
Yeah. It's interesting, all the four stanzas starts, "Have thine own way, Lord."
Yeah. I like verse 3 because, like, looks like she's been trying to go to Africa and now probably think maybe I should give up. So say, "Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Wounded and weary, help me afflict. Power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me. Savior divine." So like the touching and the healing could be the sort of focusing on what she wants, not what God wants.
Yeah. And God answered her prayers and she did go to Africa. But most of the time she worked training the missionaries to go to various places.
In London, in England.
In Chicago. Shall we sing the hymn?
Yeah.
Who wants to start? Ilma?
Okay. "Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mould me and make me after thy my will, while I am waiting, yielded and still.
Brother?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in the presence humbly I bow.
Once the
third
stanza.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, O power, surely I'm thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
The last verse.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold all my being, absolute sway. Fill me with thy spirit, in all shall see. Transform me, Lord, always living in me.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, right?
I like the, if you look at the tune, it's called Adelaide, which is the same as the writer's first name, isn't it?
Yeah, the thing is that she was originally called Sarah.
Oh.
And she changed her name. She herself changed her name.
To Adelaide.
Yeah?
I just wonder if there's some Australian ancestry in there.
What do you mean? Is called Adelaide.
She wanted that name.
For the tune.
Yeah, for the tune also it's called the same on her name. And she changed her name also to Adelaide.
Mm.
Is there why?
No, she didn't say. Mm-hmm. For some authors there's more information, but for some ugly any information.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah. That's enough for the hymn, I suppose. This is straightforward.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She is stressing two times, right, in each stanza. Have thine own way, Lord. Mm-hmm. Have thine own way.
Interestingly, it started by making, shaping, right? And look at how it ends.
Fill me.
All shall see who lives in me until they all know. This is God. It's God who shaped me. It's God who shaped me.
Keep on filling me till everyone see that Christ only lives within me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just looking at the baby meaning of the word Adelaide, of the name Adelaide, and it only has noble, it means noble or kind. So I wonder why she chose that name, but anyway, we will know more in the time to come. Interesting. Yeah.
It's a beautiful name.
She has this type of life in it. Right? You see that North Wind, then verse 3 or 4, 2. He said, search me and try me. And then verse 3 said, wounded and weary. This is how she is. This is where she was. Mm. And she recognized the power in God.
Mm.
Touch me and heal me.
Because she says, wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine.
Yes.
And even the first stanza, it's interesting. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still, I'm still waiting.
Because you are free.
Me, mold me, and use me as a missionary.
Yeah. Maybe then it makes it like understood from someone's reward is not God's will. Yeah. After thy will, after God's will.
But she also understood that what she wanted out of her life came as part of a process. So she couldn't just go and do the job. But she knew who had to lead her and what he had to do to get her there. So in that heal me, I missed the first part of yours study, but heal me, I don't know if she was looking for healing herself, but heal me means like, if I go to do God's work, Lord, then heal me from everything, even my past, my sins, because everything we've done before we became that new man in Christ, then it had an effect on our mind, on our body, on our soul, you know, and how we spoke then wouldn't have represented Christ as she then began to represent Christ in her teaching and her ministry.
Because our nature is a hurdle, right? It's a stumbling block to yield ourselves to God's will, right?
Yeah.
So that means that in the end she gave up her will and waited for God's will.
Yeah, and she started teaching and training the missionaries.
Yes.
And so that they were well trained and they could go to various parts of the world to serve the Lord.
See, Lord has something else for you. You can't make your mind to whatever you want.
But she didn't stay long in Africa because this happened during the World War I. Yeah, but she did go to Africa.
Very interesting, Sister Sheba.
I think the saddest thing is knowing how these missionaries went there to try to influence the country, you know, about God and into God. But now they all drifted so far away from the God that these missionaries were teaching.
It's interesting that the elderly lady, her prayer was very personal. Same way, this hymn is very personal too.
But sometimes they say, and all they say, you know, like, what may not seem relevant. Because I was thinking of the preacher, he came, the one from the bookshop. What is his name for a minute? When he was preaching that time in Aro, and he said he was on the train, and this guy was there on his mobile. He was sitting down reading his Bible. This young man was on his mobile, standing more or less close to him. And he was looking down what he was reading, you know, and saw the Bible. When he finished his conversation, he got very excited and said, oh, you're reading the Bible, and all this. And he said he tried to play it down, but the young man was going, oh, he's reading the Bible. Then he asked him, do you know the Bible? And he said, yes. He said, I work in the best restaurant in town. I don't know if you remember that. So which one is that? I said, McDonald's. And he said, they take time. And that day was his time to clean the floor. So it looks like apparently they take time to clean the floor on time and one time on the cook and on the servers and all these things. And he said, while he was brushing the floor, pick up this leaflet that somebody had dropped.
Well, yeah, I remember that.
You know, and then he then reading it, he got interested in the Bible or some Bible book. So you don't know, that's why I say we never waste our time even with one thing. Because if one person don't, somebody else, God makes sure somebody else pick it up. This is the way I kind of read it, you know. Trevor Johnson, that's his name.
And interestingly, while you're saying that, that verse popped into my mind, whatever you find to do, do it with all your heart or something like that.
Yeah.
He wasn't working diligently, he might have missed the tract.
Oh.
Yes. So that means we don't know, we just have to do the work and not worried about the result. Because sometimes we do and we want people to be nice. Oh yeah, we like it and this and that. You know, or come to church, of course.
Also, that gives me assurance too, because sometimes we worry so much about other people's salvation. But now we realize that God actually, he worries more than we do.
Yes.
And through the song, he proves that he, his work works. Please wait.
Yes.
That's encouraging though, isn't it? You know, when you're doing for ourselves individually, and we're doing things and then we feel, what's the point? Just putting all this magazine in the door, we don't know. No? So, maybe that's something to be, to take comfort in. That somebody, maybe even in 1 in 10 houses, we'll have a look at it.